Welcome to the Empathy to Impact podcast brought to you by Inspire Citizens. I'm your host, Scott Jameson. On this podcast, we are going to be diving into the voices and stories of students who own their learning and impact their communities. Happy New Year and welcome back to the Empathy to Impact podcast. Thank you for joining us for our first episode of 2022. From all of us at Inspire Citizens, we would like to wish you all the best in the new year. On today's episode, I am joined by Jake, and Jake is the founder of Young Changemakers International, and he is a sixth grade student. So Jake, welcome to the podcast today.
Hi.
Jake, I want to start by asking, what is a change maker? How would you define that?
Well, really anyone could be a change maker, but really a change maker is just helping the world and making your mission to help people around the world. So for example, if you pick up a piece of trash, you're helping the ecosystem and you are being a change maker. Or just doing anything by helping your mom doing something or doing something with the environment and trying to help other people.
So it could be something small or it could be really big. And yeah. No matter what you're doing, if you're having an impact, you're a change maker. I like that. Can you tell us a little bit about Young Changemakers International and how that all got started?
Young Changemakers really just came to mind because I just really wanted to help more people. And I am working with a school, a Kakuma refugee camp in Kakuma, Africa. And it's a very nice guy named Mean. And we are trying to help him get a better school and get these kids better education. Because they sit on dirt sometimes and they have lawn chairs. They don't even have desks. They are just very, let's put it this way, just not as lucky as we are. And as you think about it, like you guys go to school and you guys get a teacher, a desk, you get like an iPad or whatever, and you get that, but they don't. They just get one thing in particular and they go to school. And some kids walk there and it's very sad. And what my mission is using a thing called Brick by Brick, and we are using the Genie Makers, and they are helping us make the bricks out of recycled plastic.
Very cool. So what's your goal? What's the dream for this school in Kakuma refugee camp?
The dream is to build their dream school and get them the best education that they can get.
Where is Kakuma refugee camp? Can you just help us out kind of a little bit geographically? Where would we find that on the map?
It's outside Kenya. It's outside Kenya, Africa.
Okay. And how did you get involved with this project over there?
A very nice guy named Mean reached out to me on Twitter and he asked if I could help him with the school, and I did. And now I am very proud to say that.
So Jake, it's kind of interesting because you're 11 years old. And really, there's not a lot of 11-year-olds who are taking on international changemaker projects. Like, this is kind of a big deal, and it's really exciting. What drives you and makes you passionate to kind of spend your free time doing projects like this to kind of have an impact on a community so far away?
You know what? Like, that's actually somewhat of a thing from my heart. One of my like go-to things in just in general is to just help everyone and help everyone just be a better person or be just better in life. And my goal is to just help everyone in the world, which I can't really do. I wish I could. I would help everyone in the world. I would help with poverty. I would help with everything. But I try to do my best with helping with other people, and I try to help with out of the United States, and I try to help other countries instead of the United States, because a lot of kids, like some kids are just doing like lemonade stands and doing USA. And that's just like how I picture it, is I picture of helping other people and helping other countries.
Now, this isn't the first project you've been involved in. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the other work that Young Changemakers International has taken on?
My old company, Kind Heart Junior, we did a thing that we raised money for a very nice guy named Kuhn, and he was building a school for Kakuma refugee camp. just like I'm doing. And I helped raise money, and I gave him $1,000 to help him get these kids better education and a better, like, schooling. I have been working a lot with Malawi and that part of Africa.
Can you explain a little bit more about what's happening in Malawi and the work that you're doing there?
I am working with MEME, like I've said. You can donate on youngchangemakersinternational.com. But if you look me up on Twitter, which is youngchangemakersinternational, you can figure out what I'm doing. And also, I'm trying to raise money for a better technology and for this one school to get better technology and a better internet. My other project was helping a school in Malawi get a better internet and with iPads and better things. And you know what? Like, almost everyone in this whole entire country has something. Almost everyone. Some people just don't, are poor, and some people don't have phones, but almost all of us at least have something. And some kids just don't think about it. They don't think about having a phone. They just think, oh, I have a phone. Some kids don't even get technology. Some kids don't get running water. Some kids don't get hunger. And so my goal was to help this school in Malawi and help them raise money so that they can get a better education again and better internet so that they can help with schooling and do better things.
Jake, what are some of the challenges that you face working with people and with schools so far away from where you live? And they do have some pretty serious needs in terms of getting from where they are to where they need to be. What are some challenges that you faced, and maybe how have you taken those on and overcome them?
Well, definitely the time zones. The time zones are really hard to just get used to, and thinking, okay, well, it's 7 o'clock our time. No, it's 3 o'clock their time or whatever. That's also hard. And just getting, like, the money to Africa, which is just, like, somewhat hard. And we've actually figured out both of those things. We figured out, like, how to, like, really, like, kind of, like, memorize it. My mom had clocks on the back of her wall that said the time zones, and we would figure out what time it was in Malawi, London, a lot of other countries, and that's how we conquered that one. And the other one is we use Jennifer Williams to send the money to another state. So she transferred the money. Shout out to Jennifer Williams, Take Action Global. And that's how we got money. And now we just send it through PayPal or Venmo. And if that doesn't work, then we just do Jennifer Williams.
Cool. A lot of complications that a lot of people probably don't think about. Now, when you listen to all the stuff you have going on, it's hard to believe that at the same time, you're actually a student who does go to school. When you're at school, are there opportunities for you to take on projects to be a change maker as part of your education when you go to school?
Okay, that's somewhat like of a yes and a no. Sometimes I can do stuff at the school. Actually, last year or a year or two ago, I raised money for Valentine's Day. I sold hearts around the school, and I pretty much just sold hearts around the school for anxiety and for just other things that they can hug during class or somewhat of a fidget so that they can focus and they can just be the best that they can be in their education. For middle school, it's kind of hard because, you know, like, it's kind of like, well, other things are going on. But if I really had to, I've done, like, kind of stuff just on the daily. Like, I help sometimes, like, I help pick up trash that's not mine. I do, like, the daily stuff. Like, I help other people just in school. You don't need to go out and do stuff. You can just do it in school, at education. You help other people by, like, if someone's stuck on something, maybe help them. Or try to make new friends so that kids aren't lonely. Or just something. It doesn't really matter what it is. Like I said, big or small. It just matters that you are helping other people.
Okay. So what I'm hearing is you're taking on a lot of this at school yourself, which I think is awesome. But do your teachers kind of give you opportunities through what you're learning to take action and have an impact? Do you see that happening in some of your classes or maybe not so much?
Sometimes. A lot of my teachers give me assignments and I try my best to do what I do best. And like sometimes I'm doing like an experiment or I'm writing a paper. Which one do I want to do, an experiment or a paper? But I do that so that I can get a better education and my teachers are looking out for me and the other students so that we can get a better education. That's why I'm in school.
If some other students are listening who are thinking about maybe are interested in things like sustainable development and making the world a better place, what's some advice you might give? Sometimes people get a little bit overwhelmed. They think some of the problems that our world has are far away, or maybe they're really difficult and they don't think one person can make a difference. What's some advice you might give to those people to help them to take action and kind of make the world better, just the way your sort of philosophy works?
Really, just be yourself and be who you want to be. If you want to be like a gen change maker like me, just try to help other people. And if you don't need to start, if you really want to go out and do other countries, like, or you want to do like Asia, for example, you can go on to Twitter or Instagram or any social media app and just look at like, or look up some teachers. Like if there's like a teacher website, and just be yourself, really. That's my real advice, is to be yourself and be true to who you are. Be passionate about what you're doing and be passionate about helping other people and helping just the world.
I really like that. I think being passionate is important because this is difficult work and sometimes things aren't going to go the way you hope and there are going to be some setbacks. You've talked about some challenges that you've had. It's important to have that passion and perseverance to keep going when things get tough, because this isn't easy work to be a change maker. I think that passion, just like you're talking about, is so, so important to help you stay involved when things do get tough and to make you dedicated to want to spend that extra time to make a difference in this certain area, like whatever that might be. It might be something to do with nature or the environment. It might be to do with sustainable development, all sorts of things that you can be passionate about. And there are opportunities out there, just like you said, that you can find on maybe on social media and opportunities to make a difference. You've mentioned social media a couple of times. And lately, social media has been getting kind of a bad rap in the press about all the negative things that come from social media. What are some of the positives that you've seen in your experience with social media and how that's impacted your ability to be a change maker?
Yeah, I do agree that social media is not like a happy place. Some people put really negative stuff on there, but social media can positively just be like a guide. Being a change maker, you might make connections with other people. Definitely some positives, negatives, but there is some positives to social media.
Now, as a middle school student, you've got a lot going on here with Young Changemakers International, with your schoolwork. You're going to have some family commitments there, I'm sure, as well, and other activities. How do you balance all that day to day to make sure that you have enough time for everything and enough time for yourself?
Okay. Well, really, how to balance it is just you make the decision. You make the decision as the change maker. No one else does it. It's you. So if you have a family commitment on one day, don't make a nature walk day for you to go pick up trash. Don't do that. Make sure that you are balancing time. Or for schoolwork, for example, if you have a lot of homework that day, don't go out on a hike and do that and then you have behind schoolwork. It's just balance. Think about your schedule. Don't think about theirs. If sometimes you actually do have to think about theirs if they're in another country. If you're in like Africa or a different country, then that really relies on them, because if they don't have the time or the time zones don't align with that day or time, then that correlates.
For sure. It's a lot to coordinate when you're working with other people in other places and other time zones. So that's a good skill to have as a student, just kind of to be building these skills to be organized. So it sounds like you're on top of that. Of all the work you've done, thinking back, and it's a lot for someone, again, for someone who's 11 years old, you really have accomplished a lot of things in a very short time. What's the thing you're most proud of in all of your work as a change maker so far?
Really just being proud of just helping other people. That's probably like one of my biggest accomplishments. And I like that I've made different things. Like I've helped with internet, I've helped with schooling, I've helped with education. I've really done schooling and I really am appreciative of that because I'm a student as well. And it definitely hits home when you make someone's day or you're doing education, and it definitely helps.
Before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with the people listening to our podcast today?
Stay true to yourself and be who you are and just stick through it.
Great advice. Thanks, Jake. So in the description of the podcast, you'll find out how to get in touch with Young Changemakers International. If you want to connect with Jake and find out more about the work that he's doing. Jake, thanks so much for joining us on the podcast today. We really appreciate having you, and it's been a great conversation.
Thank you, guys. Thank you, Scott, for inviting me.
If you've enjoyed this episode, let's keep the conversation going on Twitter at ScottJ_onWheels, or you can find out more about Inspire Citizens on our website, inspirecitizens.org. Thanks for listening.